Rabbi Nyman.
Wow. Hey, Rabbi.
He's the Purim legend. Say Purim legend.
Purim legend.
Why
Purim
is it?
Purim legend.
We say Mordechai is the tzaddik. Haman is the Rasha. And then we say Zeresh is what's called Eishes Machidi.
Oh.
Eishes Machidi. She's the wife of the scary guy.
Mordechai.
Eishes Machidi. She's the wife of the scary guy. What does that mean, of the scary guy?
Mordechai.
Why is Zeresh called the wife of the scary guy?
MS is Mordechai.
Eishes Machidi. What's this pshat? Pshat is like this. But the Svarim say that Haman and Zeresh is the union of the Satan, whose name is Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, Sam Kael, Samech Mem, Sam. And his wife, her name is Lamed Yud Lamed Yod Tov. Lil. We call her Lil. We don't say their names. Lil. Lamed Yud Lamed Yod Tov. Right?
Yeah.
That's why in the bracha of Olam Al Shinim, Dobie's a Kabbalist, so confirm this.
I don't know anything.
That in Olam Al Shinim,
I don't even know my first name, Rabbi.
I don't
even know my first name.
It's in Olam Al Shinim, and also Shibush of Zedek Vayeshina. We're Mechavin. Yogan Vanacha. What does the Siddur say, Yogan Vanacha?
I don't know anything.
Yeah. Sam Vilil. That's what he says. Do away with Sam Vilil. These are the two. What's Sam Vilil? What's that? This is what it is. It's a partnership. They're a tag team. The Satan works very hard together with her to be Machshel Yid in Kedusha Sabris. That it should be Maitzi Zayel Levatal. That's what they try to do. And the Zayel talks about what happens with that. That it goes to her and other bad neshamas, shindalas are born from that. Whatever it is, that they work very hard to be machshel a person in shmiras of this. And that's Haman. That's Haman and Eishes Machidi. That's Zeresh. Why were they working very hard to be machshel Mordechai Tzadik in shmiras of this? Why so? How do you see that? Because the Gemara tells us that we wouldn't know this backstory if not for the Gemara. The Gemara says that although the Megillah says that Mordechai took Esther as a daughter. The Gemara makes the Joshua, I'll take you the bas. Although the bai, they took her as a wife. That means Mordechai was married to Esther, right? No. Oh, I think I told you this.
Rabbi didn't tell me it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say this part.
I never heard anything.
Esther was taken away from Mordechai.
Yeah.
And I told you on Friday. Mordechai was away from Esther for many years. 4 years she was in the palace.
Yeah.
4 years. That means that Mordechai was without his wife for 4 years. You know what type of any sign that is?
Moshe Feinstein.
He was out. He was away from his wife for 4 years. It was the same thing that Laban tried to do with Yaakov. Yaakov comes. He sees Rachel. He knows it's his wife. He wants to marry her. He even kisses her. He's ready to marry her tomorrow. And Laban says, sorry, seven years. You know what type of any sign that is for Yaakov Avinu? Not because he has any real tie for her. Because he needs to bring children into the world. Even he says a lashon to Laban, give me avoya eleha and I'll come to her. So avoya eleha, I'll come to her. Who talks like that? But by Yaakov Avinu, avoya eleha meant something like it was like eating and drinking. That's what it was then. It was just what you need to do. But the kedusha was the mitzvah you needed to do to bring children into the world. You had to wait 7 years. Wasn't even learning in the Beis Medrash. She was in the field all day. That's why we say kedushin and kedush Yaakov. There's nobody as kedush as Yaakov Avinu. He was able to be ayman in the nisayon. That's why he had hated the children. He brought shvatim into the world because he was able to be ayman with that nisayon. For 7 years, even not even once having a zivug with her, not even once. 7 years, he was able to understand. That's why he was able to bring Hezekiah children into the world. 1 second.
Are you drunk?
No. 1 second. Hold on. So what happened is this: that was the same nisayon that Haman tried to do with Mordechai Tzadik to take Esther away from the tzaddik to be machshelim in Pagan Bris, and if he would be machshel Mordechai in Pagan Bris, then he would have him. But that's why he says, "Kachi Yeselisha Melech Hafeitz Bikaroi." Yikar. Now, let's take a matcha. Yeah.
Yikar's me.
No. So Yikar is the opposite of Kerry, right?
So he says this
man deserves to be paraded around town because he's able to be. He's Yakar, and the Zayar says that a person in Shem Berbes says that Malachim go in front of him and they say these words, "Kachi Yeselish." All the Malachim are misboil. They don't have such a nisayon like that. The Malachim have such a hispilus from a tzaddik that he's Ami Biktishas of Yisrael. Such a thing, they don't have such a nisayon like that. But that's why Mordechai, it wasn't clear who was the tzaddik of the generation. Mordechai wasn't the top of the Sanhedrin. But from the Nais of Purim, everybody saw who was the real tzaddik of the generation. Only Hashem knew that Mordechai was the real tzaddik. And that's why Haman was after Mordechai, because the Satan knows better than we know who the real tzaddik of Mordechai. So Memeila, I said to Dovi on Friday, that yesterday Tainus Esther was the art side of Moshe Feinstein.
Oh.
Moshe Feinstein was, everybody knew he was the Gadol Hador, he was the Pesach Hador, he was unparalleled, unparalleled in his gayness. So his father, his son, Reuven Feinstein, told me the following thing. I don't think this is
Rabbi,
a well, this
I
is not
this
well known.
I told this to Rav in my shul, by the way, yeah. He said he heard this also.
Reuven told me that, the difference in age between him and his brother, Rav David, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, is 10 years.
Why?
10 years.
Because of the mikvah, right?
He said he didn't hold of the mikvah in his community. He passed it was kosher for everybody else, for him not. Oh. And he was Pirish Me'ishto for 10 years.
Oh,
10 years. So not only was the Moshe Feinstein the Poisek Ador, he was also the Tzadik Ador.
Oh.
But the reason why he did...
Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Moshe Rabbeinu.
What do you mean?
Where was
no, because he didn't hold to the mikvah.
It's in Europe.
In Europe?
Oh, no. I heard a different reason.
What's the reason?
I heard from Lavyansky.
Yeah.
He said that they were trying to... They took away the mikvah in order to stop the... They didn't want the people to have...
I think
Reuven
knew it best. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Say.
Say. Say.
I heard. I don't know.
It's Heinu Haas. The same thing.
What?
No, it's the same thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
They took away the mikvah. Yeah. But they fixed the mikvah without the people knowing something like that. So the authorities took away the mikvah. If the robot would have a baby, the authorities would know that the... If the authorities would know that the mikvah was working, and they would stop, and they would come in and investigate. So he didn't have any kids.
This is
that makes more sense.
That's even better.
Even better.
This is even better.
Rabbi, this is even better.
Because this shows their Moshe. Because Vade, if the mikvah wasn't kosher, who would
have
the wife if the mikvah was not kosher? The wife is Tame. But this shows that he was Purish from his wife. Even though it was mutter,
nice.
Because it was for the tzibur.
Right.
Even better. Mamish, even
so
better.
So, and you can imagine, Rav Moshe was oymid b'ktushas all those years. Of course, he would be nishal with his wife, nishal and tumaskeri vadinah. But what you see from here is that Rav Moshe Feinstein was not just the Talmud Chacham Adador, he was the Tzadik Adador. And that's why he has such heilige children.
Wow.
It doesn't, because you're a big Talmud Chacham doesn't mean you have heilige children. You have heilige children because you're Kaddish. He was a Kaddish, he was a Tzadik Adador. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pesach Ador, he was also the Tzadik Ador. So Moshe Feinstein, that's why his yahrzeit is on Tainus Esther.
Right.
Because that's what we see. That's what we see about the Moshe of the generation, the Mordechai of the generation, is that he's not just... So why are we called the Eishes Mafkid?
So what's the chat with also Moshe Rabbeinu's children then? Moshe Rabbeinu's children.
They were very great. What do you mean?
But how come they're not made
that's
something?
That's something else. Yeah. That's a different thing. They were very, very great. They were still Kedosh Shem Amayit. One of the reasons why, because they were so Kaddosh that they weren't able to leave. You need Yeshua to lead you.
Wow.
So Akal Panim, why is it called Eishes Mafchidi? It's called Eishes Mafchidi is a guess. That the reason that the Pasuk says, Pachadu B'tzion Chataim. Pachadu B'tzion Chataim. So Chazal explained that if a person has Chataim, that's why he's anxious. Anxiousness, anxiety, comes from Chataim. That's called Pachadu.
There's no Menucha.
Pachad, the Chataim that a person does doesn't give him a rest. Menuchas HaNefesh comes from a person like he's free of chatoim. That's called Pachadu Chatoim B'tzion. B'tzion is Gematria Yosef. Tzion is always in the Yosef, it's always in the Abyss. When there's chatoim in Tzion, that creates Pachad. The Zohar says it. The Zohar says that the reason why a person has Shalom Bayis is because he's Shomer Bris. If he doesn't have Shomer Bris, now Shomer Bris, then his wife makes sorrows for him. Because she has tainas on him. That Zera doesn't... What are you wasting your Zera? Why is it going over there? That belongs to me. She's Toyveya him. She says, that's me. That was for me. Why are you giving it to Lil? You're supposed to give that to me. So she comes with tainas. She may be saying, why aren't you taking out the garbage? Why aren't you making enough money? Why this and that? That's not really what she's saying. She's saying, why are you not a Kaddish? Why are you not a Shomer Bris? That's really what she's saying. That's called Pachadu B'tzin Chataim. When there's Chataim in Tziyain, it creates a Pachad. So Mamela. The whole union of Haman and Zeresh is that they tried to be Machshel, Mordechai Tzadik, and Kedushas Abyss. That's the relationship between Haman and Zeresh, which is the Sam and the Leel. Sam and Leel, right?
What? Yosef is Gematria Tzion.
Yeah. So Haman is connected to Samach Memalach Lamed, the Satan, and Zeresh is Leel. She's Eishes. So why is she called Eishes Machidi? Why Eishes Machidi? Because what they were in cahoots to do is to be Machshel Mordechai and Kedushas by taking away Esther for 4 years. Because they were married. How are you going to be Kedushas of this for 4 years? Especially he was in the government, he was looking at women, he was involved. It wasn't like he was Pirish, he was like Yaakov in the Sada. Mordechai was also in the Sada. He was in the Beis Lamal. But he was Omer Ben Yisrael for all those years. That's why she's called Eishes Mafchidi. Because Mafchidi is Pachadu B'tzion Chataim. And she tried to be Mamshech on Mordechai, this pachad of Pagan Bris. That's why she's called Eh. He was going to be the Mefachid, but Mordechai wasn't afraid. You know why everybody was afraid Mordechai wasn't afraid? Because he didn't have any Chatoyim B'tzion. So everybody was afraid. But Adarab, since Mordechai wasn't afraid and he was higher than that, he nafal pachad Mordechai Aleim. Mordechai's pachad fell on them.
Wow.
Mordechai's pachad fell on them. They couldn't bring him into a pachad, he was Mefachid then. That's called Eishes Mefachid.
Rabbi Gamaliel says.